right. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging out with all of you as we ponder what happened to that 777 and talk about how brutal it is when you're caught in the middle of a mud slide. I had that conversation with somebody today who narrowly escaped, not this current one in Washington, but one in Southern California, and said they'd never seen anything like it in their life and crawled out of a window right before the mud covered the house. That would be frightening. I can't imagine. It moves fast, and now there are some questions about why didn't people know this if on file there were some warnings about the possibility of that. Coincidentally, because in the 90s, the Army Corps of Engineers who were out there had done a study on really something else, the land, the area, the land around there, but talked about the significance of what could happen given the rain and whatnot. And sure enough, like Nostradamus, that engineer was correct, and look what happened. And some people are talking about suing and everything else, but I think at this point, they've got to really kick through that recovery effort and get as many bodies, frankly, out of that are stuck, that are buried, as fast as they can. And then you start to hear the personal stories, and it's boy, it is so sad. I mean, it is sad. So, any theories on that missing plane? The chirping of the black box will be gone by mid-April. It's key to get that. If, in fact, the plane did go down and it's not actually somewhere else on some island being redone as a possible weapon, because, you know, that would sound crazy once upon a time, but that's not a crazy theory. Will they find the pieces and end all of that kind of conversation or not? I think the Malaysians have bungled the efforts. And a lot of countries are spending a lot of money to help out and to go on these wild goose chases trying to find the black box, trying to find it off of Perth, trying to find pieces of the plane. So we'll see what they come up with. This conversation could just keep going on and on and on, and it's got to be rough for the families, no doubt about that. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Our leadoff man this hour is Dan in Cross Plains, Texas, the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Well, howdy, Kate. I just thought I'd get into character there.
I love it.
I hate to be a broken record, but I still say what I said before and what Jack also said. Once before, he gave a report about the currents, saying that was not credible, that the currents were going the other way. They couldn't be doing what they've been claiming.
Right. And
his scenario where he dropped the bomb, pardon my French, I hope the NSA isn't listening when I say bomb, they would have had to do a circuit of 30,000 miles to wind up in that area after going for China to start with, and then turn around and come all the way back down to Australia. Forget it. That plane is in Iran. It's secreted away, and it's not only part of Iranian deception. It is a Muslim plot, and I will not deviate from that in any way. Malaysia's in on it. Pakistanis are in on it. The Iranians are in on it, and it's flown. The route that they showed where it could be in Kazakhstan, well, if you draw the same line over the other direction, it could have flown right over Pakistan. They wouldn't report it. Right into Iran, no problem.
Yeah, God help us if that's the truth, Dan. I'll tell you what, then it's time to clamp down and cut all the PC nonsense that we hear and just end that conversation and that chatter, because that ends all. Game over.
Well, one more thing. We had this story of how our beloved president was, shall we say, really ticked off at the Russians for their action. But at the same time, he was allowing the Russians to take part in the dismantling of our own nuclear weapons, our own nuclear deterrent. The man is deliberately trying to disarm the United States, whether it's in our Army, our Navy, our Air Force, our Coast Guard, our Marines, or in our conventional weapons, or in our ballistic missile capability. And I think this is a red herring, this big investigation up there in Montana claiming everybody were cheaters. I think he's just looking for some way to put his people into place, and I trust him not.
I like that. I trust him not. I don't trust the situation with the defense in our country. I agree with the slashing, and even if people say, well, we still have an excess runoff. We do not have an excess runoff, Dan. You know that. And we have a voluntary military at this
point.
Of course.
That's right. You're right.
So, give me a break.
Listen, sweetie, it's been a pleasure visiting with you, and I was glad to hear that Nathan was okay and that everything was good with him. He's a good man, and I like having him around, as well as our good beloved Matt, and especially you, sweetheart. I mean, you're a real gem.
Thanks, Dan. You have a great weekend.
Bye, honey.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, we do have a good crew here on America Tonight, so thanks for throwing that in there. Yeah, and the scary thing is when we talk about the military and what's happening with the military, of course you see in the Ukraine, lots of troops about for Russia. They're talking about making a move. What do we do at this point? Trying to gobble up the eastern part of the Ukraine. So, they're standing tall in this, and do we back out? Do we say, well, you know, not our business? The problem is the business of Russia is our business because of the relationships. You have to have some of those relationships, right? So what happens with Russia, Iran, Syria, and China? What about China? You got to, you know, that thing about keeping your enemies close. You do have to pay attention. Otherwise, we're always, and we already are, looking over our shoulder. And by thinning the military, constantly thinning it, when we get slapped with something that we have to step up to, we're not going to be able to do it the way we have in the past. You know, you get spoiled when you live in America. I mean, look, I'm sitting here doing a radio show, which, as a woman, let's face it, in a lot of other countries, they would shoot me. I couldn't do a radio show. And you couldn't call in and say what you think, like Russia, which is state-run. So, yeah, they've got people doing news on TV, and they've got some radio, but they're reading what they're supposed to read, what they're being fed. There's not opinions, at least not on the tube or not on the radio there. And, you know, we want to preserve this way of life, don't we? I mean, we might not have the same taste, but we like the freedom of speech and what we enjoy in this country. And that's why you got to keep your eyes wide open and pay attention, whether people think you're ridiculous or not, as to what's happening, like in Russia, and what's going on in the Ukraine. Especially because we're spending a ton of money anyway, plus giving $1 billion to the situation, to the non-government of the Ukraine at this point, while Russia moves in. Do you think they get that $1 billion if they take over? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
As someone who came from Latin America, I think he was very mindful of the plight of so many immigrants who are wonderful people working hard, making contributions. Many of their children are U.S. citizens, and yet they still live in the shadows.
All right, once again, immigration, convenient bringing up overseas, nothing has moved the needle, let's face it. If anything, we are more divided than ever on the illegal immigration situation in this country. And I've said it a couple of times. In fact, I even wrote something on my Facebook. And if you want to see, if you want to hook up on my Facebook, you can do that easy. Go to americatonight.net, and all roads lead there anyway, so you can click on all that stuff. But I've been out with the Border Patrol in my career, which is not political. I mean, they took me out. Hey, you get to see what you signed the waiver, and we get to see what we see, and woohoo, the cameras are rolling, you're with us, and here we go. And it's unbelievable what I saw in a couple of different areas. It's the situation is not, it's the same old cat and mouse game, catching the same people, a few new faces here and there, people taking advantage of the people on the other side, taking them over, some of them dying in some of these Spartan areas. They, there are crazy things that are happening in Arizona. And then we talk about, okay, well, we're tightening up the visa policy, but changing it a little bit because, geez, every time, I'll be darned, when we track terrorists, it turns out how they get to stay in the United States. They had a student visa and we didn't know when it expired. Let me tell you, if you're in England or pick a country, any of us, and we decide we're going to go to school there, older, younger, whatever, you get a visa, trust me, they are looking at that visa. For goodness sake, I was just in Grenada and they pulled me aside and asked, Grenada, an island outside of Venezuela, and they asked me plenty of questions. I thought, man, I hope I get back on this plane. Journalist, what is that, Moody, were you doing, and how long I was there for, a handful of days, 4 or 5 days. So the bottom line is you have people that are trying to get into the country legally who are paying exorbitant lawyer fees, who are filling out the paperwork painstakingly, because if they make a mistake, it gets bounced back, and then they have to do it all over again. And then you have the, let's wave the magic wand, and it'll all be okay, because the people are nice, and shouldn't we just make them Americans without really thinking about what that does to some of our cities and counties, and which is already doing to the cities and counties. I'll just give you a brief story because I don't think I told this on the air before. When I was flying to Grenada, I had to fly from Texas to Miami. On that flight, I sat next to a couple. The husband was a principal. The woman was a teacher. You know, we go through a lot, big chunk of the flight, and then somehow we start having this conversation. They were going to Grenada to visit a daughter who was in medical school at St. George's, coincidentally. And they both say to me, and they're in Kansas, they're from Kansas City, and they tell me how terrible it is in the school system and how badly they feel and the things they're working on, because they have an incredible explosion of kids who don't speak English. The parents are here, the kids are thrown in the schools, and they're having problems learning, they're having problems in the classroom, they're disrupting the other classrooms, because then the teachers are trying to figure out how do they balance this, then they try to have after-school programs, they try to have tutoring programs, and they said it's really a tough situation, and also because of the certain, some of the rules, basically, what the school board has enacted, which ties their hands. And this is Kansas City. This isn't Texas. This isn't California. It's not Arizona. It's not a border city. It's a little bit further back. I mean, albeit not ridiculously far back, I guess, if you really trace coming in through Mexico and going up to Kansas City. But they said it's unbelievable. It's their biggest problem, and it's affecting everything. It's affecting test scores. It's affecting other kids. They feel sorry for the kids themselves. It's hard for them to get help. Their parents don't understand English. They don't understand the curriculum. And it's a nightmare. They said it's a nightmare, and it's a nightmare we complain about, we try to do something about, but we really get shut down. Just get them through. Get them through. Get them to graduation. Get them through. Move them on to the next classroom. So it makes no sense. But we've allowed this to go on for decades. We can't go back in the time capsule. We have to move forward somehow. So what are we doing? Then when you get on the world stage and you're the president, it's easy. Wave the magic wand. Woohoo! We want people out of the shadows, Mr. Pope. We want people out of the shadows, and we want to embrace this situation that we have here in America. And then we go back to the same old, because you then realize, hey, guess what? Midterm elections are coming up. We're not touching this third rail unless we know our constituents are backing up whatever side of this thing that we're on. So that's okay. Then if it works, we'll do it. For the president, he's already got his second term. It's no harm, no foul. He promised immigration reform, so he can beat that drum easily and not ruffle too many feathers, because he's not running again. There's no fear of what does this do to my second term, what happens to the people who are like that couple I met, where they're seeing it firsthand, the terrible situations that are flooding their schools, and there's no solution, and there's not a lot of help, and what's happening to hospitals, and what's happening to after-school programs. So I call bogus on that one. It's easy to use the world stage, throw it out there, use it as bait, but no solutions. There's not a solution here. Just the, maybe we'll have a $10,000 fine, and we'll get people out of the shadows, and we'll clean up the situation, and it's not happening like that, unfortunately. I mean, listen, I believed in unicorns when I was a kid, too, but they got to crack down on a lot of things at the border, including the criminal element, including, by the way, people that are coming in would be terrorists, because it's easy to funnel yourself and assimilate in that direction. We've seen that happen a little bit through Canada, but mostly through the Mexican border. And, you know, you still have the harder drug highway. I mean, forget the whole pot thing, and you could have a wild discussion about legalizing marijuana, as we have had on the show. But I'm talking about the harder stuff that is killing some of these naive school kids who are buying up the product, you know, like that black tar heroin and whatever. And And this is chasing people out of suburbs in Arizona. So we don't really have the full picture. We're just getting little pieces of what's convenient, in other words. And if we really want to do something about immigration, we have to know numbers. We have to have the border as secure as it can be. There is no 100%, I get it. But you would have to have so much more along the borders, even though they have beefed up some of the major checkpoints. But what about the wide open ones? And there's still some pretty wide open ones. So the president using the visit with the Pope, using the world stage, fine. But he doesn't have anything to lose in this one. And this is why nothing will get done. Nothing will move in the next couple of years, I predict anyway. And that's a safe, I'm not walking the plank, that is a safe prediction. Let's just say that, okay? Let's just say that. You know, it's interesting because I threw out this thing, which I veered off in a direction I didn't think I was going to go in, but talking about heroin, and I just read a story about in Massachusetts that the governor, Deval Patrick, declared a public health emergency on rising heroin and opiate addiction in that state, and is talking about coming up with some laws to make overdose reversal medication widely available. How about that? Did you know they had such a thing? They do. They're saying that at least 140 people have died of heroin overdoses, or what they suspected, in the state recently, and it keeps rising, like 90%. I mean, that's a crazy number if you think about it. Okay, so 12 years between 2000 and 2012. And they want to be able to permit the first responders there to carry and administer that reversal medication that's known as Narcan, and try to make that drug also available in pharmacies for people who think a loved one might overdose. Can you imagine what a game changer that would be if you had that? So, you know, the Attorney General said that heroin overdoses were an urgent public crisis. 17 states and the District of Columbia have already amended their laws to increase this drug, that blocking agent that can reverse the effects of an overdose and restore breathing. Wow. I had no idea. I had no idea that was going on to that degree. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick?
Coming up here on America Tonight, we're gonna check the mail in just a second, but I wanted to update you because I've gotten so many emails, as I mentioned before, on the specifics of the mudslide. They say they're not giving, you know, there was a fire chief today that said, hey, we're not giving up on survivors, but, you know, there's little hope of that. It's all about recovery now at this point. And as I said, I feel for the first responders. How many of you have friends that are first responders, or you've been a first responder, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are 90 names on a list of people who might be missing. No one's been found alive since the first couple of hours after that 600-foot-high section of a hillside collapsed on the town of Oso in Washington State. And it's so many days. What, sixth day? Heading into the seventh day. They've only confirmed 16 fatalities. Other bodies have been found, but they're not being added to the death toll because they got to process them first. And they don't know if they're going to find all those people, but they believe for sure that they're buried under, you know, they're buried under the mud. And it's they're just calling it the pile, which is, man, rough. It's rough. You know, goodness, the the first responders, we're talking like 200 rescuers, looking for buried victims, right? And that's what they were doing forever. And they've got dogs helping them, and I'll tell you what, and then they get like a, they see a hard object, so they assume maybe that's a body, but they can't have any heavy machines to dig it up, or else what's going to happen? So you get my drift here. And with that, because so many of you questioned what's going on with the mudslide and some other things, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah. All right, so the mail says this. This is from my boy Tech, who says, Kate, what happened to March Madness? I was hoping you would do a nail the score, but I guess once your billion-dollar bracket got busted, you were done. Ding, ding, ding. I was done. I was done with March Madness once that happened. You are absolutely right. And you did point out that Arizona won, so I'll just tell everybody else. Arizona beat San Diego State 70-64. They go to the final eight, the Elite Eight, they call it. So good for Arizona. Wisconsin moved on. They beat Baylor 69-52. Dayton, how about Dayton? They're like the team, they're the team that has serious legs. They knocked off Stanford 82-72. And Florida, number one seed. A lot of people think Florida wins this thing. They beat UCLA 79-68. So if you still have a bracket that's alive, good luck. I hope you win your, I hope you win your office pool. Because guess what? I'm not there. I'm not there. And I don't care about March Madness at this point. Call me bitter. Not even close. Not even close. All right, here's this one from Wendy. Wendy. Wendy says, I have never emailed the show before, but I have to say I enjoyed an interview I heard earlier in the week when you went live to Moscow. That chick told it like it is. I liked getting the picture of what really was happening in Russia and what an American living in Russia thought of everything that was going on. So they're celebrating Putin and stepping on our president. We look terrible on the world stage. What's going to happen when Russia invades the rest of the Ukraine? Yeah, there's the $10 million question. What's going to happen? They have a lot of soldiers that are stationed right there on the border, and they're ready to move. If they've got to move, they're ready to do it. So, and they're getting closer. They're getting closer to moving. And if they do and they start to take over a few areas because they have all the heavy equipment with the tanks and the assault weaponry that they could need, then are we dipping into that? Is NATO dipping into the middle of that? Russia's assuring Washington that the forces are there to carry out a spring exercise. That's what they said. But the Pentagon acknowledged there was no indication of any drill underway. Hmm. So they just, you know, that's the thing. They just tell us whatever and that's it. You want to question what we're doing there? Well, we're just doing an exercise. But they're questioning it. It doesn't look that way. Let's move on to this one from Joe, who says, hello, Kate Delaney and the rest of the crew on America Tonight. Now that Chris Christie has been cleared and that whole bridge scandal nonsense, do you think he has a shot at president? I don't. I think that the even though he was cleared, it was his aide, the Bridget Kelly was thick in the middle of that he ditched her right away. I think it hurt him politically. I don't know that he bounces back from that. And then the whole bullying thing came out, and that hurt him, I think. And the people started questioning that, and if today their choice was made, it would be Rand Paul. I think it'd be Rand Paul. It wouldn't be Chris Christie. He'd have a better shot. And I don't know, can something turn that around? A lot can happen between now and really deep into 2015, because that's when you're going to start to see that all that pop out, and then of course the beginning of 2016. So I'm going to say is what we're shooting for, because that's the end of the rainbow there. 2016 is it. But I think right now, no. unless things turn around, if something happens, something changes it, he still, I think, can get warm receptions places like he did at CPAC, because he was part of the roster this time around, and he wasn't last time. But he's not going to knock off a Rand Paul, not even a Ted Cruz, I don't think, at this point, no matter what the polls show. It would have to be, a really super big turnaround. This one comes to us from Bill, listening to us in Florida. Kate, Condi Rice made a comment. I don't know if you saw that or not. I was surprised because she never seems to say anything. She kind of faded after the Bush administration and popped up talking about other things, not too much about politics, just occasionally. But she said that she knows Americans are tired after years of intervention abroad and that our foreign policy is weak, the one being carried out by the president. She said only encourages more threats that the nation won't be able to ignore. Yeah, those quotes came from, she was doing a keynote at the National Republican Congressional Fundraising Dinner in D.C. That's what they came out of, and said that we don't have strength or resolve, and that's made for a vacuum because we're lowering our voice. That's a good way to put it, actually. So we're stepping back, lowering our voice, and that means other people fill the vacuum, is what she's saying. Thanks for pointing that out. She's a sought-after speaker. Does this mean that she jumps back into politics? Some people wondered that. Would she get back into it? Would she consider taking a VP position or not? When she's asked that, she says no, that she has other things that she's involved in. And that she wouldn't do it. But people do still throw her name out as somebody possible on the undercard, especially if Clinton runs, which she is expected to in 2016. If she's going to do that, then would you have a woman VP on the other side? I don't think you just throw a woman out there now at this point just to throw a woman out there to counteract Obama. Clinton. I don't think you do that, but we'll see. You know, maybe she'll get talked into it. Maybe she'll change her mind. Maybe she'll start to comment more and decide that she likes it. All right, this last one here from Sam I Am. Kate, I'm sorry I haven't been able to call the show. I miss those days of bantering back and forth with you. But Obamacare, boy, oh boy, what a slap in the face to so many people. I guess they've got more than 6 million signed up. That's what I read earlier in the day. Isn't it crazy that they pushed that deadline? Yeah, that's a mild way to put it. It is crazy. So they were saying they were going to get 7 million enrollees, but because of problems with the website and shopping for insurance, they are now pushing the deadline past the 31st. So this could be the fact that they've hit 6 million. This is some ammunition for the Democrats to use, I think, against some of the Republicans who are criticizing the health care policy. But here's the thing. How many of them are paying for that policy? How many people are going to be suffering from sticker shock once they see how much this goes up, because it's really going to shoot up. If it hasn't shot up on you already, it will next year. Trust me. The Affordable Care Act is very, very unpopular with most people. Most people do not like it. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, a conversation about your finances with Steve Kelly.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Steve Kelly is back with us. You know, he does a terrific radio show in out of New Hampshire called Free Money Radio Hour. We're going to ask him about that. But what I like is the tagline, because how often have I emphasized this during the years that I've been doing this show, is what is it that you're doing with your money that you don't realize you're doing and you unnecessarily push it away? Specifically, his tagline is that the show is dedicated to helping you recover the money you are inadvertently and unnecessarily transferring away. So well said, because I know so many people who fall into that category. Steve, as always, it's fun to have you on this show. Thanks for coming back to America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's an honor to be on.
So in saying that and in talking about what people do, what do you see as the biggest mistakes people make with money inadvertently?
Well, we know that the average person wastes about 10 to 20% of their money on unnecessary expenditures through ignorance, excess taxes, interest payments, opportunity costs, fees, unnecessary risks, poor management, just inappropriate investments, and this really piles up. Imagine if you could recapture 10 to 20% of what you spend each month and compare that to, say, a 1 to 2% return on your savings. And most people are focused on that 1 to 2% of their savings. But in order to get an additional return on your savings, you probably have to increase risk. It's probably taxable. And if you could recapture, say you had $50,000 a year that you spent, and you could recapture 5 to 10% of that, that's the equivalent or more than that 1 to 2 or even 3 to 4% return on your savings. So this is what we specialize in.
Yeah, the 5 to 10% is huge. I guarantee right now people are stopping their cars and pulling over on the side of the road. So how do they get that money back? What is it you're saying? Because I know you're going against the grain. Tell everybody what it is you propose that they could be doing that they're probably not doing right now.
Well, let's just think in terms, for example, of Social Security, because a lot of the people that we deal with are retirees or people that are getting ready to retire. And when they go into their Social Security office, they'll be given a couple of different choices, and that is take your money now or perhaps wait or take it early and so forth. And what people don't realize is that there are a number of very sophisticated choices that they can make. In fact, the average person has about 750 different choices to make, which they're not aware of, about Social Security. And that right choice can mean perhaps, say, $100,000 to $150,000 of additional money over their lifetime. Now, imagine not having to have spent the money you would have had to spend because you have that extra Social Security money. That manifests itself in the opportunity cost, and that is risk-free, tax-free, no-cost, free money. And now use that money for additional investments and growth. That's incremental growth and return. And again, that's risk-free and maybe even without fees and taxes. And that's more free money. And that's why we call our show the Free Money Hour, because we're trying to identify that money that people are putting, that are transferring away through poor decisions. And they're all over the place.
Yeah, and when you see that happen, and you've seen that obviously happen with clients, is it like the light bulb moment when you look at the landscape and take it apart and see the pileup they've created? Is it like the, you got to be kidding me, Steve? You mean I was doing this, I was doing that, and then you make those tweaks, and all of a sudden there's light at the end of the tunnel? That's got to be rewarding for you.
Well, it is. It's an interesting dynamic, Kate, because people are funny about their money.
Yeah,
and oftentimes not terribly rational about it. So they get into bad habits that they don't even know that they're doing. And you have to be very careful about how you point it out to people. Otherwise, they become defensive and they can't hear you. So what we try and do is we try to do this in a way that's very non-threatening, low-key. It's a coaching process. We don't rush through it. We have generally several sessions that we're dealing with. And we try and show them how to allocate their various money to the right things that they need at the right times in their lives. And it's an entirely different conversation than people are used to having. They're used to having a conversation about money allocations, things like, should I put it in emerging markets, or should I put it into foreign oil, or should I put it into gold, or should I put it into silver? And that's not a conversation we want to have with people. We want to have a conversation about, what do you want your money to do for you? What are the things of value in your lives that your money can help facilitate to get you closer to your goals and help you live an abundant life? And the interesting thing about it is that's rarely about the money. It's almost always about the person. And so this is what we try and do. We try and change the focus, change the conversation, from one about investing and growing your money to one about managing your money in a way that aligns with your own lifestyle, your own beliefs, your own value system, and so forth. And by doing that, people will sort of, I don't know, they just kind of organically get to the place they need to be. But it's a tough conversation for a planner, because they're not expecting it when they come in.
Yeah. Have you seen that the trends have really switched since you've been in this career where you're a financial guru and you can see the puzzle? Like you say, it's a tough conversation to have. People are funny about their money. It was great that you said that because that's so true. It's the one thing nobody will talk about it. If somebody's really in trouble, they don't tell people until it's too late. You saw, the rash of bankruptcies and things that happen, and they're not honest with people, but they still go out and they spend money on dinners that they really can't afford. So have you seen that change since you jumped into the game? Has it changed the way personalities are accepting things and whatnot? Or no, it's the same across the board?
Well, the problem with it is that humans don't behave rationally about things.
Yep.
And, I was reading a book today by someone who says, I'm a avid cyclist, but then I get I get injured and I can't cycle. So instead of going off and eating properly and so forth, I just start to binge eat and do all of the things that are not good for me, knowing that I'm going to have to dig out of this hole later when I get back on my bike. Money's kind of the same way. When people start to feel out of control, they start to take on unhealthy patterns. And oftentimes those unhealthy patterns have to do with what they feel out of control about. So if somebody feels out of control about their money, instead of holding back, perhaps, and stepping back and taking control of it or looking for tools, what they'll do is they'll go out and spend it because they don't know what else to do. And so what we try and do in the process, and this is particularly acute in retirement, because people feel very out of control regarding their retirement. All your life you've had an income coming in, assuming that you were able to hold on to your job and so forth, you were able to count on that income. It was dependable, it was predictable, it was there every month. And it puts you in control of your situation. And now suddenly you're jumping off this cliff where you're going to have to rely on others. You're going to have to rely on Social Security or a pension or a savings account. And oftentimes those savings accounts have been somewhat unreliable if they've been managed in the markets. People have seen them go up. They've seen them go down. And now they're sort of jumping into this abyss. They don't know what's out there for them, and they're very afraid. So our goal is to give people tangible tools that they can use to bring control back to their financial lives. And if you can do that, then you can see the kind of change that you're talking about. But without those tools, it's very difficult for people to do.
Yeah, well said. They need the tools. I think you certainly have given us some nuggets to think about, as you always do, Steve Kelly. We appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. Free Money Radio Hour. I love that you do that, because it's probably an hour's not enough time for you.
Well, thanks, Kate. I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yep, me too. Thanks, Steve.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.